begin with public comment, so I can take names of people that want to speak. Is there anybody that has a comment? It can be on anything that we've discussed, a question that you have, something you want to share with us. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically about our focus topic from this morning. It can be anything related to NCBVI.
Anybody?
So, okay. Anybody?
This is Hubert. I'd like to ask a question of Daryl.
Yes.
Okay, we'll start with Hubert.
This does relate to the focus topic. Is the State Convention of Teachers a forum through which knowledge about some of these groups for the younger kids could be exposed or made available?
Teachers' convention was done away with several years ago because football coaches didn't like it. It interfered with practice. And secondly, teachers would sign up and then not go. So that's done. However, there is best practices? There's an education conference that teachers can go get time off and go to in the spring. That might be an option.
I think that we've attended that pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Nebraska City NCECBVI puts on fall and spring mm-hmm. events that teachers attend, and we often have attended. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're presenters, and sometimes we just mm-hmm. send staff to attend.
I do know some teachers that I could give these booklets to and so forth, and I think that's a big start.
You know, we should, before the end of the break or something, we should bring down mm-hmm. a bunch more so people can take them.
Okay. We can do that. Any other comments? We can bring the microphone to you if that would work better for you also. You guys, nobody has anything to say?
That's all right. I'll have later.
Alex.
Okay,
Alex.
We'll listen here from Alex.
I'm making this comment right now. I'm just making this comment as a member of the Lincoln community and a member of NFB. No longer as a somebody that's working for the agency. Just so that's known. So this is just, you know, my mm-hmm. opinion. I really think that the transition services is something, as was mentioned before, that really should be revisited. Again, every couple of years. I'm saying this from somebody who came from a different state who did not have the successful transition services. And what you have in those situations are really kids that go on to adulthood without a clue as to how to make a connection between when a counselor says, well, you can be anything and what their interests are. So there's really no connection between, okay, well, how do I become an IT person? What do I do? There's, you know, you need that first job. You need something. And so it's good to see that this is going on and that this is my first meeting and, you know, this is a really a good topic for me to be introduced to what goes on in these meetings. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zach had
okay.
Thank you.
And Alex, I totally agree. I am also not originally from Nebraska, and my visual impairment has been with me through my entire life, although, you know, that the particulars have changed. But I received absolutely no services, none. No IEP, no large print, no nothing. It was just go for it. And I had no idea, none whatsoever, that there were agencies. I mean, there are agencies in every state. But I had no idea that there was anything that could help me. I felt like it was all me all the time. So, yes, it has been a huge relief since moving to Nebraska and making those connections. So, and I think the earlier that we can do that is going to be the better. Yes, was it Zach?
Yeah, can you all hear me?
You need the mic.
If you can talk louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just saying that I was listening to what you were talking about earlier about the different programs that LPS, that you guys do with Lincoln Public Schools. And I'd just like to say that that sounds a lot better than what I was with OPS, because I didn't get that, and a lot of the schools are under the impression, well, you have some vision, so you don't need Braille. And so I got very little Braille instruction. I got some, but a lot of, majority of it was large print. And I'm liking what you guys do a lot better than what I got with OPS. I'd like to say that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's something we can look into. We can can't really say much because happen to be a teacher there, but so we're on public record. But that's something that, you know, maybe these transition booklets and things, you know, maybe can do that in a certain way. And one other thing, in response to Hubert, when I did go to those conventions, they were very helpful and interesting. In some ways, I wish we'd still have them, because they were opportunities, because you had your different areas where you could meet and disseminate information and different things.
Zach, I think you're right. I think that OPS doesn't have, that I can remember, the transition service program or what have you, like Lincoln does. I know when I went through the program, OPS a number of years ago, I did get the Braille. I did get the cane travel and the closed circuit TV and the textbooks on tape and all of that. But one of the things I didn't get out of OPS that my mother wanted me to get was she wanted me to go to Nebraska City. You know, and yeah, I mean, I graduated with a 3.42 grade point average and all that, and that's fine. The thing that I think that I didn't get from OPS that I would have gotten from Nebraska City is socialization skills. Having said that, and I will say this on public record because it's true, one of the reasons that Omaha did not want me to go to Nebraska City is because of tax dollars. They didn't want to see the tax dollars leave the district because they'd have to pay for me to go down to Nebraska City. And I think sometimes, not always, but I think sometimes school districts look at that side of the equation rather than what's in the best interest of the child. So.
Interesting.
It's true.
More comments, questions,
Hubert, just I'd like to make a comment. Just, I think this is more for just the folks who are here in general, and that would be we're hearing again about budget crunch for the state, and I think anybody who's received services from our state agencies should keep our individual legislators in mind. Let them know what the services in Nebraska have meant to them and why it is important to keep the services we have here to show the difference between what we've got and what other states have provided or not provided.
Thank you.
And we can't divulge confidentiality, but in our building over the couple of years, I have seen a couple of the commission employees come into IEPs and different things. So. That is a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Anyone else?
That's it.
Okay. We'll move on to our next item, which is a report from the chairperson. I don't really have a lot to report. It's, you know, the same typical things that we do between meetings. There's email exchange. There's a lot of information about, you know, reporting requirements and the materials to prepare for the meetings. Just a lot of maintenance of information, I guess you call it, that we keep up with. I haven't done any specific projects, or I don't know, I can't think of
holidays. Kind of,
yeah, the holidays really on a lot of time take away
the from the last couple months.
Yeah, committee, and I think that's for everybody. There's not a lot of projects planned around the holidays because nobody would come to them. So, any things other commissioners would like to share about things that you've done in the since
I just
November?
Was going to share one thing, and that's it is not necessarily commission related, but saw a great program. I watched it on.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
A commission employee emailed me personally a link that Nickelodeon was going to be putting on a presentation It was on January 28th, with a bunch of kids, blind kids from across the country, talking about themselves, and it was geared towards other kids, so they could learn about blindness and what it's like to be blind, and how, you know, their life is as a blind person is different, but yet how similar it is. And I missed it on the 28th, but it's online to still. You can go to Nickelodeon's website and watch it on the web. And I watched it last night, and it was just a really neat, inspiring program.
I watched it earlier in the week, and it's very good. I was very impressed.
And who put that on?
Nickelodeon.
I know, but who? That's where it's.
One of their little subsidiaries.
Oh, I see.
Put it together.
Okay.
It'd be like saying the Children's Education Workshop, who does Sesame Street, it's PBS.
Okay.
And, you know, it's some little. Cool. Yeah, it aired on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
But I think Nickelodeon, they produced it.
There was some little production company name at the end, but I don't remember what it was.
No, that's what I needed. And if a person were to go to Nickelodeon and. How would they find that?
I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Okay, some people might want to check that out.
And if Mike can't find it, I probably have the link.
Yeah, I sent the link to somebody last night. I can get it again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
As far as things that we've done, this isn't exactly anything that I've done, but I just found it interesting because you never know when you're going to get the opportunity to. Perhaps help somebody, and I'm not sure that anything has happened, but I'm hoping maybe it has. I have a great nephew that he lives in Gibbon, Nebraska. However, he works in Texas as part of the oil industry, contracting, whatever. I'm not sure what he does other than trucking sand and gravel and whatever for the oil companies. Anyway, he happened to be at my house to help with some repairs, and I was talking to him, and he said he had a question for me, and he said that he knew a guy in Texas that was not satisfied with his little boy's schooling that he was getting. He was a little blind boy with some other disabilities, and he was going to a school that was geared towards all kinds of disabilities. And so he wanted to know, and he said he wasn't happy and he wasn't getting any help and whatever. And I said, well, thinking Nebraska, I said, well, gee, I don't understand that. I can hook you up with the commission and all these different things. And finally he said it was down in Texas. So Pearl was kind enough to send me a gentleman's name that I hooked him up with, and I sent some information with Travis back to Texas, and hopefully something came of it. Don't know the little boy, but I just thought, you know, sometimes you're hooked up with blind people that you never had any idea. This could be even a different state or whatever. So, and I know they did things a little differently in Texas because they're not a commission in Texas. So, but hopefully something happened, but it was interesting to me.
Great. Are there announcements, events? Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll move right along to our next item, which is Pearl's report.
Okay, thank you very much.
And take your time, whatever, because we'll catch up.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay. My report itself is 7 pages, single space, so I promise I won't read the whole thing, but it will be posted in full as a part of the minutes so that people can read it later. We welcome Scott Pavelka on board of the commission starting January 7th. He will serve as the Voc Rehab Counselor based in North Platte. He'll be working with clients in both the North Platte and Scotts Bluff areas. Right now we just have we have a Voc Rehab Tech in both of those offices, and then we have Angie Hoff in Scotts Bluff and Jamie Forbes in North Platte. So Scott there will be that third person to assist or to work with both of them on clients.
So he's in center training?
He's in center training currently. We did something a little bit differently this time because when he started, we were on, the center was on break for the holidays. So he spent either 1 or 2 weeks, 1 week for sure, in the North Platte area spending time with the staff and kind of getting a feel for what the job's going to be when he's done with training. So that worked out really well. Another staff change is Nicole Chopin in Omaha has just given her two-week notice. She's been working at another part-time job and has been offered a full-time with that. She's the voc rehab tech in Omaha, and so she'll be leaving February 14th. We'll staff that with SOS state temporary employment for a while until we are posting the position. I don't think I've seen it yet, but it's in the works, so we'll be hiring for that position. Glad to have Alex here. He's been here for a while, but I think this is his first board meeting, so welcome to Alex Castillo, the apartment resource counselor in the center. Then Wes Majerus has been here for a while as well. Wes, is this your first time attending as staff?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
I'm glad you clarified as staff.
As staff.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Back in the day.
2008, I remember, yeah.
So he knows everything. Okay, so there's lots going on. We've been working with the Nebraska Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing on a project. Federal funds became available in every state for distributing equipment to people with deafness and blindness. And so now there's a whole process that is available for people to get equipment. And the link for that, a little more info for that, will be in my report. I have spent time in the last quarter shadowing staff members. I've spent time with 8 people this past quarter, and we'll be scheduling more in the near future. So that's something that's been a lot of fun for me. We have to do quarterly updates to the Federal Monitoring Review Corrective Action Plan. I just got that completed this past week. And most of the things we have really resolved, we are doing in the ways that the feds are requiring. There are a couple of financial things that we still need to hear back from some work groups in Washington, and so they aren't completely resolved because we're waiting on things from that end. I think Hubert's the one that mentioned budget. The unicameral is now in session, and we'll be working on the agency budget proposals. I'll talk more about that a little later. I think budget is a... Or did we not put budget this time as a topic? Well, I'll go ahead and talk about it now then. And that's fine, because I can address it now.
I'm sorry, that's my fault.
No problem. No, that's fine.
I didn't know that.
Actually, this year, our proposal has been that we submit back in mid-October, mid-September, and then go back and forth with some questions from the legislative and the governor's fiscal people. We've done that in the last couple months. Then the governor comes up with his proposals, and then it goes to State Appropriations Committee for their take on the overall budget. And so we do have the governor's recommendations, which actually is higher than our request for this next year and the following year. It's primarily He has put in the state portion of salary increases that were negotiated by the labor contract. And so we're at this point, we're not facing cuts, at least from the governor. So we're pleased about that. I really agree with Hubert's point of keeping your senators informed, statewide as well as at the federal level, about the importance of quality services. So right now it's looking pretty decent for us. I mean, things are tight, and I should say in our request, we did not request any increase. Our request for state funds is exactly the same as it is for the current year, because we're good stewards of the tax money. We try to really work with the governor and the senators, and we recognize that funds are still tight, and so we didn't ask for extra money. Anyway, so that's in the works. We are working with Mississippi State University to do a comprehensive statewide needs assessment that'll be going on through the next year, and I'm sure I'll probably be filling you in each time about that one. But we do have a contract with them now. I attend a lot of meetings with the center, field offices, state agency directors, the Multicultural Advisory Committee. That's a Lincoln Lancaster thing. Friends of the Commission, the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, and so on. And I have just been invited to speak at the ACB Nebraska State Convention this spring, which I will be doing. I think Wes's report gets more into some of the issues with the state data management, personnel part, work, the whole electronic system that the state has still is not fully accessible, and Wes Majerus is making great efforts to help move that. I help a little bit with that, but it's an ongoing struggle. Now, in terms of the services we provide in the field, for the first quarter, the fiscal year is October 1 of each year through the end of September. And so far, well, until the end of December. So for the first quarter of the fiscal year, the federal fiscal year, we served 517 voc rehab clients in all statuses. 11 individuals were closed achieving their employment goals, and 4 were closed without achieving their employment goals. Then in independent living, again in that same quarter, we served 352 persons in all statuses. 60 were closed successfully, and 7 closed without achieving their goals. In the center, we've been tracking since 1996 and have served 214 people. Of those, those that achieved their competitive employment were 121, 23 became homemakers, 46 are still students, and so of those that completed the training and their schooling, if they're not still in college or some other training, 86% are employed, and so only 10% of the total are not working. Lots of activities both in the center and the field. I don't need to go into that, I don't think, but lots of stuff. One of the things we're doing that's new is, I may have mentioned last time, Bryan Hospital Nursing School is sending seniors in the Bachelor's of Nursing, BSN, Bachelor of School of Nursing, I think, their senior students over to spend a day at the center. Cool. They call it a rotation, And it's really been a positive impact for the students, the nursing students, and we think it'll really help with everybody they touch as they move forward. We are talking about ways we can maybe be most effective and efficient in the project, but it's been so successful that at least the nursing school wants us to continue. And so we're trying to make sure we're doing this in a way that doesn't take away from the training that our center clients are getting. And so it's a process. Whenever we try something new, we usually learn a few things about how, you know, what might work better next time. Within my report, I've got reports from all the districts and the deputy directors. There's just lots going on, lots of good work. Some is group activities, some is the individual client connections that counselors, of course, are working on. And some of the specifics might come up later, so... but everybody's working very hard and doing a really great job throughout the state. We do have, again, a grant from the Enrichment Foundation in Omaha, which is part of the Omaha Community Foundation. We've had this, we call it PILBO, Providing Independent Living to Blind Omahans, I believe is the thing. Mostly it's to purchase items, aids and appliances for mainly seniors, but some other independent living clients or just people in the Omaha area. And so that's a good opportunity. It's a relatively small grant, $10,000, but it can do a lot for getting into people that need a specific gadget or assistance. So that's a good thing. Another thing we're working on is a fairly major employment conference that's going to be coming up in June in Lincoln. It'll be for clients, for the community. Connie and her team are working very hard on it. Well, and we have an employment committee, which is comprised of people from from across the state. It's not just Lincoln. We've invited the governor. We've invited Chamber of Commerce, and you know, it should be a really effective and wonderful event. In Kearney, we've got the group teaching things in all the areas that folks are working on throughout the year. We've got a project with Kearney University and Art Museum that Deanna Jesse has been piloting to bring in a blind artist from Texas, I believe, and you can find him on the web, Google Blind Artist Texas, who does quite impressive artwork. He's going to come and give a workshop for us to learn more about how to be an oil painter and a sculptor as a blind person. So, you know, there's just lots going on. And the thing with art, we are also receiving some funding from, I think it's the Kearney Museum, is that right, Bob?
The Nebraska Arts Council.
Thank you, Nebraska Arts Council. Lots going on with technology, having the program manager of technology has helped to in leading the technology team, which we already have a terrific group of folks there. He's provided a lot of support on staff computer issues, which was always a challenge because we wanted our program specialists in technology to be working with clients and businesses and and schools. And so the staff technology needs kind of took a back seat. So that's happening much more effectively now. Wes sits on a number of groups to help move accessibility along, doing troubleshooting, working with eForce and JAWS, and he knows when to pull in the national entities like Freedom Scientific to work on JAWS issues, and he's in a state webmasters group, working with the Office of the CIO and the Nebraska Accessibility Work Group. There's language in the law requiring accessibility, both federally and statewide, but it doesn't necessarily happen the way it's supposed to. So that's an ongoing thing. Let's see.
I'm sorry, you said Nebraska. What was the group that he? But the state webmasters group. You said Nebraska Accessibility Council. What was
the it's called NITC. Help me, Wes. Nebraska
Information Technology Commission.
Yeah,
Commission.
Okay, I'm familiar with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we are working on planning a Mac Academy that will be training for the technology team and a few other agency staff to learn how to use Macintosh products.
Uh-huh.
We can't be all things to all people, but on the other hand, a lot of certainly schools and businesses do use Macintosh products, so we need to be able to provide the teaching people need. Client assistance, that has its own thing, so mm-hmm.
Unlike the budget, yes.
Wait on that. No, that's okay. I didn't catch it either, Jim. Let's see.
It'll be there in May.
Business office. Lots of work to do with Kathy, Dave, Dottie, keep very busy all the time. In a nutshell, I guess I'll look to Carlos, Bob, Kathy, and anybody else if there's anything major you think I should have talked about.
Not from my end.
And I should say business enterprise is, of course, a major thing, but that has its own agenda time, so I'll let Carlos.
Wes, with a comment?
Yes. Sure. Wait, just one second, please.
Oh, yeah. Look, the phone out there.
I like to walk. I'll bring it.
Just wanted to add to the employment conference that there's going to be a technology show and tell on the Friday after the employment conference, so we're in the works with that as well.
So is that employment conference, that's like a 3-day or two, is that multiple?
I think it's 2 days.
2 days, and that's like, are we talking like career fair, like where you go up to the table and you get an application, or is it like a training? What kind of?
Carlos, are you on that employment committee?
Yes, I am.
Okay, one second. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's basically it starts on Wednesday afternoon, I believe it's June 5th, all day Thursday and half day Friday.
Okay.
The first day it's some presentation about self-employment and business enterprise program, which is also self-employment,
mm-hmm.
Getting resources on those, the policy about self-employment, how to write a business plan, successful people doing their own business, but also other employers and folks who are doing well in any job. So that will be the afternoon of the 5th. Thursday morning, we have mock interviews, as well as a panel. The panel will be repeated twice, because those who are doing their mock interviews earlier in the morning will have a chance to also come back to listen to that panel. And then on Thursday afternoon is the ribbon-cutting ceremony here in Lincoln, and we are going to invite a lot of employers as well as what Pearl mentioned the governor, the mayor, and other public officials, and as many employees or business people who could come. We're going to be also showing a lot of technology, mainly how people do their jobs. The idea, we are still on the planning stages, but the idea is that we are going to have some table with employers and the blind employees, and the employer basically saying, you know, we are so and so, and we hire blind people, and here is one of them, and this is how he or she does her job. So that's the idea so far. We are going to have different rooms with technology in different areas. And on Friday morning will be a technology workshop, but we are also exploring the idea of maybe the show and tell like we did 4 or 5 years ago. But we are still on the planning stages because it takes a lot of planning. And the problem we might be encountering is who is going to do that when we are also focusing on the ribbon cutting ceremony.
And Carlos, yeah. What do you mean, what's this ribbon cutting?
That will be, recently we have done some renovation in the Lincoln office. We've expanded the technology lab, and we've also expanded the conference room and the group teaching kitchen of the Lincoln Conference. Ah. Like I said, there's a million things going on. I forgot to mention that.
I just didn't know that we were going to celebrate that with a ribbon cutting.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that we were... Okay.
Well, usually we wouldn't, but it shows the initiative of, in this case, Connie and the Lincoln District to take advantage and bring folks to do that.
I thought it was a new business group.
We're also confused there, but please let me know, because I would definitely like to be here, at least for the ribbon cutting portion. And then
I would, too.
I don't know what else is going on, but yeah, just let
I wouldn't mind being on the panel as an employer.
And what dates are that in the Senate?
Beginning of
June 5th.
Oh, that would be good.
5, 6, and 7.
6th, and then the technology, and 7th. Also, I could talk till 2, and then you wouldn't get to anything else. Then there's, thank you for that detail, Carlos. We're also working on the state staff meeting that's coming up April 9th, 10th, and 11th, and we've got quite a range of things. We've got Aaron Davis coming, who is a generic, motivational, really high power kind of a guy. He's going to come and speak, and he has come to tour the center first. We're going to have training about dealing with violence in the workplace. We're going to have training on working with educators as part of the IEP teams. Mm-hmm. We've really got a lot of different topics in the works that will be good for state staff meeting. Let's see. So, any other questions?
Do you have an itinerary? Do you know when the education?
No, we don't have it. We don't have the logistics all figured out yet.
That will be in Lincoln.
It'll be in Lincoln. Yes. Okay, cool. We'll be sharing that with folks.
Okay. Good. Do you have a location in Lincoln yet?
Holiday Inn downtown.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good place.
For the state staff?
For state staff meeting,
okay.
Yes.
No, not for the education. I mean the workshop. Oh.
I think that's the same place. Holiday Inn downtown, yes.
Okay.
Hmm. Except for the ribbon cutting.
Well, yeah. The ribbon cutting will be over. Details.
You can do that by video conference, you know.
Yeah.
Ribbon
cutting. Okay.
Anyway.
I will conclude my report and feel free to read more details in in the minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you.
Are there questions for Pearl before we move on from you guys? You're all good? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then let me check. Okay, we got about 5 minutes, so let's see if we can finish up these small things. So the next item on the agenda is NFB Newsline. And we were all emailed the quarterly report from Jamie, and that will appear in its entirety in the minutes if you want to read that. Did anybody have any questions, comments, thoughts on Newsline?
I would just make I have it right here in front of me, but just the one comment that Jamie made was that, or two things, was that the She did a lot of data cleanup, it sounded like, this last month or two, so there was never a process before where she was taking people who had moved out of state or people who had passed away out of the system, and so we'll probably see a drop in numbers because she's actually cleaned up some data. And then the other thing was that she was just excited. She just kind of gave a year in review, and she said that, you know, there's a lot of cool new things with Newsline this year, and specifically it was the Newsline smartphone app. So.
Yeah, which I've downloaded.
Have you used it?
Nope, just did it yesterday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, if you don't have Newsline, you should probably get it. Okay.
It's free.
It's free. It's free.
the state, the agency budget does pay for Newsline.
Yes.
And but we're it's happy to do so. It's a really great resource for people.
Yes. Yep. It's free to use, yes. I should say.
Yes. 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 Yeah,
that's my accurate reflex. Okay, our next item then is client assistant programs, which we usually refer to as CAP. Complaints or issues? Were there any this quarter?
There were two. One is that a client requested his case to be transferred from one office to another office, and at first the staff decision was no. Because you wouldn't be able to, you know, it's farther away, how could we make it work? So CAP got involved and met with staff and with the client and the family and talked about the options of if it were transferred, which we can transfer it if he decides he does want to do that, you know, what the barriers would be and what the opportunities might be. So it now is at the point where the client has decided he wants to take more time to think about if he really does want to switch it or not. Then the other one related to a person that was concerned because he had applied for services and did not hear from his counselor, felt like he left messages and didn't hear back. CAP got involved and talked with the office director, that is the supervisor, read the file, and basically it was a matter of just getting the staff member connected with the client again. And so that is, they are meeting and the process is moving along.
For the client that wanted to transfer offices, mm-hmm. Was there an issue with the staff in the office he was wanting to transfer from, or was there opportunities in the office he wanted to transfer to? Or
good question. Yeah, it had to do with deaf blindness and feeling like there were more resources and more knowledge on that.
In another office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good question. That's it on CAP.
Mm-hmm. Questions about CAP? Okay. Our next item is the Business Enterprise Program, and I think I'm going to hold that one off until after lunch because I think it might go late. Mm. So that takes us to public comment. So are there comments, questions, thoughts, or ideas from anyone that would like to speak? And we can do a few now, and then then break for lunch and come back and take some more public comment. We can do it that way if that works, or if there's only a few, we can do them now.
I have one.
Okay, this is
Terry.
Hang on a second, Terry.
I know. Okay, I'd like to know the person who to contact to sign up for Newsline.
Oh.
Not the website or anything like that. No, need to know the name and the phone number.
That would be Jamie Forbes. And do you have her phone number?
I apologize, Dr. Van Zandt. Do we still have a number, a state number for
yes.
her? Or do we?
Terry, I can get you that phone number. I have
kind of forgotten what we do. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll get
it. Okay, because I don't want to hand out her personal phone number if I'm supposed to be giving out a different one. But we can get you that information, Terry. That's not a problem.
Right.
You'll have it this evening. I'll call you with it.
Carlos or Bob, if they call the 471-8102, will that still...
That's the number I was going to give Terry.
8102?
Well, that's within the agency. What I don't remember is if we actually are still using that.
I can't remember, but I do know that if you call the number for Newsline itself, one of the options does connect you with the Newsline coordinator, which would be Jane.
But you'd have to have a login to get into that, right?
Pearl, I can tell you when I dial into news, because I still use the phone, and press option 1, whatever it is, the commercial that does appear does give the 471-8102 number.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, that must still be true.
But I'll call you with it, Terry.
Okay. Thank you. And I came up this way with the mic because other people were talking. Was there anything else, Terry? Sorry. Okay.
I was going to say this. It came up before. This would be a good time just to mention it. Anybody who was interested in that Nickelodeon program that was on, if you just go to Nickelodeon's website, there's a link for videos. You choose that. There's a link for full episodes. Choose that. And then the program is their Nick News program, and the episode is called Out of Sight. Mm.
Thank you.
So.
And it's very good. Highly recommend.
Yes, it was a great... it's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay, it's pretty short.
Yep.
Very informative. Nice. Very well-spoken young people. Who all speak for themselves. That's what I really like.
Yeah.
It's kids telling their own. Good. There's no parents, no adults in the whole thing.
No rehab staff, no teacher. It's the kids talking.
Awesome.
Cool.
So, any other public comments? Okay. Well, then we will break for lunch, and we will meet back in here, I believe it's, 1 o'clock.
With the budget. Business
Interviews. No, we'll pick up with Business Interviews.
Yeah. I think we can all just go downstairs now.
Will this room be locked?